Hi, I'm Stacy Simplikin, and today my family is joining with Cody Simplikin, Casey Simplikin, Carly Simplikin, and Rudy. I guess we started attending church just when the kids were little, when the boys were about two or three. And when we started attending church, it was at the beginning of a time in our lives when we moved a lot. We lived in Nashville, and then we moved to Michigan, and then we moved to Ireland, and then we moved back to Michigan, and then we moved back to Nashville. And every place we went, we visited churches. And so we went to a lot of different churches in Nashville and Michigan and Ireland, and at each place we'd find a place that we could feel comfortable in. And then when we moved back to Nashville in 2015, I think, well, it was last year, we couldn't quite find a place that we belonged. And we were just, I was just about to give up and think that we just couldn't find a church. And then my mom passed away last year. I came to Blakemore one day after she died, and Ellen was here, and John was here, and I talked to them for an hour, and I told them the story, and they just sat and listened, and I knew that day that I had found a place that I could belong, and it's just been a really great year to be here. I went on the women's retreat last year, and that was around February. And I was really overcome with grief. And the women just loved me the whole weekend. So, but it's, we've loved everything about Blakemore, from the Wednesday night dinners and to how open the congregation is to our family. That's all I can say. Thank you.
Well, like my wife said, I'm Rudy Simplikin, and I just feel very welcomed here. I thank you all for welcoming us, and I'm she's the public speaker here, so but I never grew up in a religious home. My parents are, well, I guess, agnostic. My mom is, openly atheist. But I'm very open-minded to what she believes in and what others believe in. And even myself, I have some uncertainties. I've always felt that there must be something out there, I just appreciate everybody accepting that. I don't know anything about the Bible, but I'm willing to learn, and I have enjoyed the few classes that I have attended, and of course, like Stacy said, I just feel very welcomed. The kids and I really enjoyed the retreat. I really enjoyed playing softball, and it's just, we've been here, I guess, a year or so, and I feel like part of the family. This is our church family. And I love John. I feel very relaxed listening to him and enjoy his message. And all of you, so thank you very much.
Good morning, I'm Erin Floyd. I'm a writer, not a public speaker, so I'm gonna read you what I wrote. One of my favorite quotes says to be messy and complicated and afraid and to show up anyways. And I think that perfectly describes how I feel about joining the church today. I'm a lifelong United Methodist. My dad is clergy in the North Texas Conference, and I've been a member of 7 United Methodist churches. I attended a United Methodist University and went to a United Methodist seminary, and my entire career has been spent in United Methodist organizations. I might as well have the United Methodist cross and flame tattooed on my forehead. Despite all of that, I stand here absolutely terrified because 2 years ago, I walked out on the United Methodist Church and I vowed to never go back. I felt the institution of the church was doing more harm than good, and it didn't have space for me to be messy and complicated and afraid. So, despite all of that, sorry, I lost my place. By agreeing to join the church today, I'm agreeing to support Blakemore with my prayers, my presence, my witness, and my service. Interestingly enough, witness was only recently added to the membership vows. And for me, it's come to define my faith and my understanding of God. And one thing that I never lost, even when I left the church, was my cloud of witnesses. When I think about the word witness, I begin to recall all the people in my life who have wrapped me in boundless love, offered me authentic grace, and who tirelessly surround me with the light and love of Christ. My personal cloud of witnesses includes persons whose faith is messy and complicated and difficult, yet they show up anyway, and they invite me to do the same. The past few years have been a long and unexpected journey, but I stand here before you agreeing to show up, to care, to love, and to offer myself like so many have done for me. I look around and I see a room full of witnesses, people that show up to serve the meal, sit with those who are hurting, speak up for the voiceless, and care beyond belief. I see that especially in the way you care for children. The kids at Blakemore see all of you as parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles and cousins, and they need you to show up as well. Thank you for reminding me that I can have faith even when things are messy and complicated, and for loving me nonetheless. I'm joining Blakemore because I see God working in this place. I see people who have become a part of my cloud of witnesses, and I hope I can be a part of yours. Thanks.
They've made me cry, and so I'm going to try not to make you guys cry. My name is Emily Dollicott. This is my daughter, Maggie. My husband, Andy, is at home today. I grew up United Methodist also. My dad is a United Methodist pastor, and like Aaron, grew up in so many different types of churches with so many different types of United Methodists, and yet I did not truly comprehend the vast array of United Methodism. And as I grew and as I began working in the church, I was introduced to a part of the church that I was not a huge fan of, a part of the church that rejected me because I wasn't good enough, a part of the church that rejected others because they were not good enough, and yet said that they were very welcoming and accepted everyone. So I was not sure that I would ever join a United Methodist church again, or church at all. I never lost my faith in God, never lost my trust in God and my understanding of being on a journey and on a pathway. But at the point when I became I don't even know what to call myself anymore, Christian agnostic, United Methodist, Protestant weirdo, I didn't feel like I fit anymore. And when we came here to this amazingly bizarre place, you guys are weird. Did you know that? Do you know how weird you are? And I tell everybody that I meet, you've got to come to Blakemore because it's weird. I feel like everybody fits and nobody fits and it's all okay. And so I thank you for allowing me to be a part of that and to fit and not fit all at the same time.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so short, sorry. All right, so I'm going to keep this short and sweet because I'm not the best public speaker. So for those of you who don't know me, my name's Elizabeth Jacobs. I have been coming to Blakemore for about 3 to 4 years now with my lovely husband over here, the drummer man. From the moment I first walked through those doors until this very moment, I felt nothing but love from everyone here. That really stood out to me, and Lost my place, but that's okay. I'm just going to wing this. Everyone welcomed me with open arms, and that just meant so much to me that I was accepted by everyone when no one even knew who I was, where I came from, anything about my background. And of course, I'm getting emotional. Everybody got me there. But just being here, I mean, honestly, it's just made me feel like I'm a better person. That's just who Blakemore is. I mean, we're just a huge family, and we take care of each other, and that just means the world to my husband and I. And maybe my husband, I don't know, he's giving me a look like maybe not. But honestly, you're my family in every sense of the word, and I don't know what I'd do without you, and I'm honored to be a member today. And, of course, hashtag we are Blakemore. Thank you.
My name's Matt Jacobs. How you guys doing? So, believe it or not, I've actually been coming to Blakemore ever since I was a little kid. I can remember a time where if you came late, you were sitting back there. Or maybe we were sitting back there because we were rambunctious and always getting into trouble. I don't remember. But I tell you these things because this is the story of how I ended up here at Blakemore. So I grew up in Crossville, Tennessee. I was raised in a Baptist church. And no, it's not all fire and brimstone like you see on TV, but I always felt like I heard the same thing every year. There was no sermon series. There's no interpretation of scripture. It was just repetition. And so in high school, I bounced around to different denominations, and I started to question a lot of aspects of church theology. I would try to have moral and philosophical discussions with pastors and elders, and many times I felt like I was being scolded for questioning any interpretation of the scripture. It got to the point where I felt like if I didn't dress a certain way, if I didn't listen to a certain genre of music and do these specific things, I was not fit in the eyes of God. In college, I no longer had bound myself to any particular denomination. I studied on my own. I felt that as long as I believed in God and tried my best, I could stand alone. I had forgotten what it felt like to be inspired by a church, to be taught by a church. So while on my internship here in Nashville, I came to a few services at Blakemore with Brian O'Hara, who I've been a longtime friend with, like the good old days when we were young. And for the first time in a long time, I finally found a church that didn't shame me for asking questions. I found a church that was teaching and not preaching. When I graduated college and moved here to Nashville, I came straight back to Blakemore and joined the Manna Band. Having been a drummer at churches before, I knew that most of the congregation was probably not going to be pleased with the added rhythm to their hymns. To my surprise, though, I was welcomed by everyone young and old. The love and acceptance I felt from this congregation was something I had never experienced in a church before. What truly solidified Blakemore as my home was my first Blakemore retreat. Playing music until late into the evening, fellowshipping with one another, and being accepted completely without question. That was when I knew I had found my home. What I value most about being here is that we are all individuals, we are all family, and we are all Blakemore. Thank you.